The association promotes aerospace business, science, and education from a state-level perspective. Farrow has been vice chair of the association for the past year. Eileen Yingst says she's excited about Farrow's promotion. Yingst is the director of the Wisconsin Space Grant Consortium.
Having someone like Margaret Farrow chairing that organization means that Wisconsin's very well positioned to leverage its aerospace business and academic interests at the national level.
If you didn't know Wisconsin has an aerospace interest, you're not alone. Yink says while the industry has been low-key in Wisconsin, much research is being done at Wisconsin colleges and universities. And she says breakthroughs in fuel cells and rocket engines are being made at places like Orbital Technologies in Madison and Astronomics Corporation of America in Milwaukee.
We have a very diverse aerospace contingent in the state, both in business and in academia. The reason that it has not been very obvious to the common observer is because it is so diverse and because it doesn't have a huge monolithic presence like a Boeing or something like that would.
Members of the Aerospace States Association are appointed by governors and are typically lieutenant governors. Farrow's term is scheduled to last 2 years. Terry Bell, Wisconsin Public Radio.